course, we're excited about the opportunity to be the host community for a casino. But at the same time, we've continued to add to the development in downtown and bring a focus to the neighborhoods for dealing with distressed property and trying to also create an environment for home ownership. We're trying just to attract middle-class people back to the city of Schenectady.
How confident are you that the casino will hire locally? Do you think they're going to stand steadfast on that?
Yes, we look forward to working with them. And again, Schenectady is somewhat uniquely positioned because of the program that Schenectady County Community College adopted almost 2 years ago for a career path in the casino and gaming industry, so that individuals who going through that program now, or somebody who wants to sign up, take the program now, go through the requirements, you know, it's roughly a two-year build cycle for the casino. People going to the community college would be there for 2 years. It would be a perfect match where they would come out of school, and at the same time the casino is hiring, they would then have the skill set to become immediate productive employees, where they Rush Gaming looks at that as one of the advantages, again, of this region and the community, where they would have to do a lot of that internal training. This way that Schenectady is set up to provide the training and education so that we will have the skilled workforce to meet the demands of the casino.
When people think of Schenectady, they, of course, think of General Electric. There's been this long history between the city and General Electric. What is the future, do you think, working relationship between the company and the city?
I believe we are fortunate to have an excellent relationship with GE now. We have had some rough spots in the past, but they have made major investments there in the battery plant, their alternative energy, you know, power systems, global R&D, it's headquartered up in Niskayuna. They approach Schenectady as a place where they want to do business. We want them to do business here and want to create an environment and an atmosphere that allows them to continue to make investments and maintain their operations here in Schenectady, because they do have the option to do business really anywhere in the world, but they choose to do business in Schenectady. We want to continue to build on that.
Obviously, the employment levels that were reached in the 50s at GE, the 40, 50,000 people, those days are gone forever. But what do you hope to see from General Electric over the next 10 years or so when it comes to employment levels? How much more do you think will be, how bigger will the payroll get?
Well, you know, it's just the reality of manufacturing, where things have shifted, where they were very labor-intensive. They've shifted to where they're much more capital-intensive, so they're looking for workers who have a higher skill set, and we want to be able to provide that. And so over the long term, again, we want to be able to attract new product lines, new investment, and build upon the long and distinguished history that GE has had in the city of Schenectady.
Governor Cuomo will be giving his budget address and his State of the State in the same day on the 21st. What do you hope to hear from the governor?
That, again, we're moving forward, where he's got the regional economic development councils that have been in place, that we are working with the state as a full partner to create an environment that not only keeps businesses that are here, but also attracts businesses and allows ones that are here to expand.
I know local leaders, especially at the county and city level, have called for mandate reform. Is mandate reform still at the top of your list? Are those laws and regulations coming out of Albany still pressing on your budget?
It does create budgetary pressures on the local government, where decisions that are made in Albany affect the bottom line operations of not only the city of Schenectady, but other municipalities in the Capital District and across the state. And so we would hope that, again, it's not only out of the governor's office, but that the legislative leaders would enact major structural reforms, or if they make those decisions to put restrictions on us, make sure that the funding is there to pay for those things that the state imposes on local governments.